I'm John Gray, and welcome to John Gray's World.
Jesus understands the plight of those who are broken and oppressed, who are lost and who are hurting. And let us never forget that Jesus himself was a man of sorrow and acquainted with grief. So no matter who you are, where you come from, whether you have a lot or a little, Jesus can identify. Whether you've been all good or all bad, he can identify. He was at all points tempted, yet was without sin. So nobody gets to walk in here and act like they're better than anybody else, because if it wasn't for the blood of Jesus, none of us would have access to the Father. Someone needs to thank God for Jesus.
Fresh word, fresh perspective, and a whole lot of hallelujah. John Gray's World. Boo!
God bless you, family. It's John Gray, and I'm so grateful that you're taking some time to spend with me in the Word. You know, there comes a time in all of our lives when enough is enough. We've let the trouble we're facing push us into a corner. It's silenced our praise and dominated our thought life. It's in this place that we have a critical decision to make. We have to choose to turn to God and fight the good fight of faith. Yet the devil is counting on the heaviness and pressure to keep you stuck. Well, it's time out for all of that. God loves you. And no matter what battle you're facing, Jesus has already secured your victory. Today, we're going to push back against what has been coming against us. Listen carefully and get ready to take your stand as I start a new series entitled Stand Strong. Keep it locked, hit that red DVR button, and tell everybody you know, because it's about to go down. Father, in the next few moments, meet us in this place. Turn it around, change it, break it. Whatever that thing is that's been trying to hold us hostage, get it off of us. I said, get it off of us. Get it off of our families. God, get it off of our minds and get it off of our marriages and get it off of our children. I feel like people aren't sure what to do right now. They don't know if they should look at me, if they should pray, if they should shout, if they should move, if they should stir, and they should do whatever's in their heart, because I'm not leaving here the same way I came in. I can't determine what somebody else does, but I can come after you with everything that I've got. Oh, glory, speak through your word. This is my prayer in Jesus' name. Amen. Somebody give the Lord a great praise if you can. There comes a time when everything has to change. There comes a moment in your life when you can't talk in code anymore. You can't try to dumb it down for people. You can't keep skirting the issue that God has a calling on your life and that you didn't ask for it, but God has called you to greatness. And you can't hide anymore. It just happens. There's a moment in your life where everything has been building up to God revealing who you are. For I consider that the sufferings of this present age are not worthy to be compared with the glory that shall be revealed in us. For the earnest expectation of the creation eagerly awaits the revealing of the sons of God. Romans 8, 18 and 19. And I saw Pastor Lisa shift in the Holy Ghost, and she stopped and she began to prophesy, because whether you know it or not, she's not just a preacher and a teacher. She is a prophet. And so she has the ability to prophesy or to tell or foretell what God is doing or what he's trying to say to his people. So I don't want you to think that her words were casual. This was not another offering. It was not another moment. It was a part of what this day is supposed to be. March 8th of 2017. 8, the number of new beginnings. 1 and 7, another 8 new beginnings. You stepped into new beginnings and didn't even know it. You're sitting in a new beginning, but some of y'all are about to stand up in a new beginning. Your health has to turn. Your family life has to turn. Your finances have to turn. Your dreams have to turn. Your children have to turn. The situations have to turn. And something has to break. A said it has to happen, I need somebody to get a now praise. Don't look at me. This is not spectator. This is engagement. This is, excuse me while I worship. I've been crying at night and you didn't know it. And I was in emergency room last week for 10 hours and they couldn't figure out, was it my heart or was it my brain? Was it my liver? And then the test came back and they can't find nothing, because what it is the enemy's last chance to get me before everything turns. I need somebody to know that tonight is the night when everything. I know that we're in closed quarters and it might not be easy to do, but I encourage you right now to just right where you are, just see if you can. Just, did you feel it? Did you feel it, brother? I love you so much. This is the season where the people that have been standing with you are gonna get blessed because they've been walking with you. Tell somebody it's turning from my friends. It's turning from my family. It's breaking in my favor. Not tomorrow, not Saturday, not Sunday, right? Somebody give him a praise in this place. Reshkere, Rosandere Vesio, Rosa, Candoche. This is the moment that many of you have been waiting on. You've been sensing it in your soul. That's why all hell was breaking loose, but you kept praising. Who am I talking to? You didn't even have a reason to worship, and here you are. With your hands lifted. Am I talking to anybody that you don't even know where you got the strength from to keep praising? And for some of y'all here, I hear the enemy saying, be quiet. That doesn't apply to you. If he said that to you, you need to be even louder. You need to be even louder. Can hear the devil. Ain't nothing breaking in your favor. God doesn't hear. He's a liar. He's a liar. If you are a visitor tonight, you're not a visitor because you didn't accidentally show up here tonight. God wanted you here tonight. Because some of your prayers are about to be answered tonight. You know how many people are hurting? Need a real breakthrough from God, John. They don't need people playing games. I want to talk to anybody in here who feels like me, that the enemy just keeps poking and messing and just hitting it. You know what I've learned about the enemy? He's a bully. And like most bullies, he over-exaggerates his strength. All a bully really needs is for somebody to just, instead of backing up, just look up and be like, what? I need you to get that in your spirit right there. Just get a, what? No, I'm not moving. I'm gonna stay right here, devil. I'm not going anywhere. I'm not leaving my marriage. I'm not leaving my children. I'm not leaving this post. I know it's been hard, but it can't be like this forever. Something's gotta break. Matter of fact, your time is up.
I'm
Mama Barbara, pray for me, please. The enemy's been messing with my health. Just pray that I get this word out of my spirit. I got 3 MRIs next week. You think I'm walking in there scared? I'm gonna be in there worshiping like, sir, we're not allowed to have any music. I'm like, no, that's not in my phone. That's me singing. That's me. Don't worry about what I'm doing. I'm just setting the atmosphere. So the equipment realizes that it doesn't tell me, I tell it. I need a couple people who will just turn with me. Just say it's turning. It's turning. If you feel it, just The enemy's fighting you because he wants you to be quiet. He wants you to give up because you are this close. Do you hear me? You are this much wig glue away. You are this close. Tell somebody I'm this close. Tell them I'm too close. Mark chapter 14. Starting at the 32nd verse, there comes a time when you can't hide who you are. You can't hide the calling on your life. You can't run from the moment. You're in it. You're in the moment. You're in the moment. You've tried to put all of this stuff over you just to make everybody else around you feel good. And then they came to a place which was named Gethsemane, and he said to his disciples, sit here while I pray. And he took Peter, James, and John with him, and he began to be troubled and deeply distressed. And he said to them, my soul is exceedingly sorrowful, even to death. Stay here and watch. He went a little farther, fell on the ground, and prayed that if it were possible, the hour might pass from him. You can't escape the moment. You cannot stop what's coming. You cannot stop, and you don't want to stop what's coming. And he said, Abba, Father, all things are possible for you. Take this cup away from me. Nevertheless, not what I will, but what you will. Then Jesus came and found them sleeping and said to Peter, Simon, are you sleeping? Could you not watch 1 hour? Could you not just come to church one time? You could go to the football game and be there for 6 hours. You've been in here 10 minutes. You already ready to go? Are you sleeping? Watch and pray lest you enter into temptation. The spirit indeed is willing, but the flesh is weak. Again, he went away and prayed and spoke the same words. And when he returned, he found them asleep again, for their eyes were heavy and they did not know what to answer him. Then he came the third time and said to them, are you still sleeping and resting? It is enough. The hour has come. Behold, the Son of Man is being betrayed into the hands of sinners. Rise, let us be going. See, my betrayer is at hand. I want to preach from the subject heading, enough is enough. I'm going to say it again. Enough is enough. I wonder what it was like for Jesus in the Garden of Gethsemane on that Thursday night. Probably looking over his life, over the things that he had experienced, making sure that he had been compliant and obedient in every area because he understood the unique nature of his assignment and his calling. Thinking about the life of Jesus that had been prophesied through the Old Testament that Mashiach was coming, and then for this baby to be declared by Simeon and Anna in the temple that this was the Christ. And then Luke 2:52 says he grew in wisdom and in stature and in favor with God and men. To watch this little boy from a distance and imagine the turmoil, the family dynamics. Is he Joseph's? No, he's not Joseph's. It's Mary's, but it's not Joseph's. But Joseph is the covering. And by 2 years old, the family is in all kinds of uproar because here come wise men saying, this is the one who was born, the king of the Jews. And Herod, who should be excited about it, was actually insecure because his replacement was a 2-year-old baby. And he says, when you find him, let me know so I can come kill him. I mean, worship him. There are some people who want to kill what's in you. So God had to hide you. I didn't say they wanted to kill you. Some people probably, you know, were mad at you, but I don't know if it went that far. But there are some people that just can't stand that you're anointed. It's just something, ooh, they just don't like you, and ooh, it just doesn't matter. I just tried to help you right there. Oh my God, they don't like me. Do they pay any of your bills? Do they move the needle in any area of your life? Why do you need to be liked? Trying to help some get free from needing people to be excited or as excited about your calling as you. Jesus, the Bible says, grew in wisdom and in stature and in favor with God and man. This, imagine the turmoil of having to flee political and spiritual persecution in his homeland. He had to immigrate to Egypt. Yeah, Jesus was an immigrant. Read your word. He had to leave Israel to flee persecution. And he had to wait until that regime was over for him to come home. Jesus understands the plight of those who are broken and oppressed, who are lost and who are hurting. And let us never forget that Jesus himself was a man of sorrow and acquainted with grief. So no matter who you are, where you come from, whether you have a lot or a little, Jesus can identify. Whether you've been all good or all bad, he can identify. He was at all points tempted, yet was without sin. So nobody gets to walk in here and act like they're better than anybody else, because if it wasn't for the blood of Jesus, none of us would have access to the Father. Someone needs to thank God for Jesus. No. You're not going to clap more for your blessing than you are for Jesus. I said someone needs to thank God for Jesus. Jesus is now in the garden. 33 years of life. And it's the moment. And he said, Daddy, I don't want it, but I'm gonna do what you ask me to do. Let me go get these dudes I've been walking with for 3 years. I'm sure they're gonna hold me down. I'm so proud. Some of you guys have been hurt because some folk that you thought understood the season you were in was sleep. How come they couldn't? Nobody could see it. Why? Because God will hide you in plain sight. And even the people closest to you won't be able to see you, because he wants you to rely on him. Am I talking to anyone? You know how many marriages could get free tonight if you stop trying to put the last name Christ on your spouse? He can't see everything because he didn't make you. She can't see everything because she didn't make you. She is a compliment to you. He compliments you. He did not create you. She did not create you. So stop getting mad when they can't answer your prayers. Some of y'all want to say amen, but you don't want people to know y'all was arguing. Tell somebody it's time. Jesus got through 33 years, and most of the time in his public ministry, the Bible says he would always talk in code. He was always speaking in parables. People never really could grasp him, Pastor Phil. They weren't sure. Is he the Messiah? Is he not? Is he the Son of God? Is he from Bethlehem? Is he from Nazareth? Where is he from? Well, who is he? Well, we know Joseph, and what about Mary? And then he's got other brothers and sisters, and then he's got these dudes following him. And what's going on? But he stretched out somebody's hand, and I know that dude was blind for a long time. time. Now his eyes is open. Remember them lepers looking like the Thriller video? Well, he healed them up too. And you heard about what happened with Lazy Laz. He was dead as a doornail. He's sitting up over at the coffee shop now. I don't know. Something about this man is different. But he won't come out and tell us who he is. People still can't figure you out. They don't know if you're a saint or a sinner. Because sometimes you speak in tongues and other times you speak in... Amen. What you've been battling is the tension between your flesh and your spirit, who you were and who you are, and what you're called to be. And the time for the true unveiling is right now. Somebody say right now. Tell them... Jesus got to the garden and it was time. Tell somebody it's go time. You need to write this down. I'm gonna start giving you notes quick. Tell somebody it's go time. See, I can't make you feel good anymore by apologizing for what God placed in me. I didn't make me, so I can't hide who he made me anymore. I'm sorry, but he anointed me for this moment. I'm sorry, but he positioned me for this moment. I'm sorry, but I'm supposed to be in this job. I'm sorry, I'm supposed to be with that individual. I'm sorry, that's what my kids are supposed to look like. I'm sorry, this is who God made me. I'm sorry, this is my hair or lack of hair. I'm sorry. Stop apologizing for who God made you. Embrace. Jesus told the disciples, y'all still sleeping? That's the problem with the body of Christ. We've been asleep. Oh, yeah, we've been asleep. My wife, she has a song. That's her wake up, her alarm thing. And I like the song. I loved it for the first 2 years that she played it. But here's the thing with my wife. My wife will push the snooze button 6 times. Anybody else a multiple snooze pusher? Here's the problem. The purpose of the snooze is like once, maybe twice. But by that 13th time, not only have you broken your own rest, you could have slept for another hour. The Bible says God always causes us to triumph. Yet many times the issues we're facing cause us to live far below what we were meant for. God didn't create us to avoid our problems and run from the fight. And trust me, many years of my life were spent running away from things that I needed to face. But when we are dealing with internal and external pressure, our response should be to run towards God. That is the response of a spiritual warrior. It is this response that will always cause you to come out on top, regardless of what you're facing. TBN wants to help you with the fight of life by blessing you with a copy of my latest series, Stand Strong. It's our way of thanking you for your gift in support of making sure the gospel continues to go across the globe through Christian television. You can call the number on your screen or log on to the website today, and every gift that you give propels faith into every nation on the earth.
There comes a time when enough is enough, when the situations you face and the pressures from the past bring you to a moment of decision. God did not create you for defeat, to be pushed back by dark opposition. God has given you the ability to stand in the light of His promises and move confidently toward life-changing victory. In his brand new series, Stand Strong, Win the Battle Before It Starts, Pastor John Gray highlights the truth that God wants you free from the pull of the desires of an old, unrenewed way of thinking and experience the joy of living out your new identity in Christ in boldness and strength.
Try me, devil. Try me. I've gone through enough. I've prayed enough. I've been in the spirit. I've been worshiping. Try me. You don't have permission to come in my house.
To help you stand strong, TBN wants to send you your own copy of John Gray's new series in appreciation of your gift of support to TBN. Because of friends like you, TBN is sharing the hope and grace of Jesus all around the world. Simply call right now or visit us securely and conveniently online to share a gift and request your copy of Stand Strong. No matter what you're facing, Jesus has fought and won the battle for you through his sacrifice on the cross. You can, in Him, overcome any struggle. Stand strong. Call, click, or write to TBN right now.
Praise God. When you're in the middle of a battle, drawing close to God is the best response to have. He is the source of your strength. And when you're contending for your faith and standing for what you believe, in spite of negative circumstances, it'll be your connection with God that will keep you in peace until you see your answer come to pass. I really want to encourage you to dig into these messages. It's your time to stand strong and settle for nothing less than what God says is yours. I personally want to thank you for tuning in and encourage you to keep coming back so you can receive more information, more revelation, more inspiration. I've got more to share with you on this critical subject, but until then, let me tell you, I love you, I'm praying for you, God bless you, and I'll see you on the next John Gray's World. Boo!